gone.
Okay. This Lee County Board of Supervisors recess meeting, June 1st, 2021, meeting called to order. First item on the agenda is budget work session.
Mr. Chairman, there's a few questions that have been asked over the last two or three work sessions. Question asked on the reimbursements on revenue at over $600,000. Two entries are $600,000 of that. There was funds that were showing in the airport fund and some in a escrow account or a bond reserve account from the old Ben Hur sewer project, $9,900. Both of those were transferred to the general fund. I don't know that they showed up like this in the past, but it doesn't matter, but they were reflected there by the treasurer's office as moving from those funds back into the general fund. So without that, we were looking at $14,000 roughly in reimbursements. Other than that, I think all the other questions were on the expense side. And here again, just two or three. Just ask about how many people were on the Appalachian Community Action Board. Yeah. And I was looking at the wrong number. I was looking at the Housing Authority showing 3,000, and I couldn't make those numbers work. But actually, Appalachian Community Action is only $1,800. That's two board members, two members of this board that are on that board at $75 a month. So that's the max that they could get if they met every month. Talked to Vince on the Central Garage budget. He is fine with eliminating the landline. Sharon did mention the possibility on a fax line, and I didn't get, he was off Friday, and wasn't able to get back up with him, and I forgot it today. But if we eliminate that, we could probably, $500 or $600 with no landline is probably going to cover his cell phone. Because we did get a reduced rate through Verizon on the FirstNet deal, on the emergency deal. So we're paying about a third less than what we were before. So
can you port that number over? Get that number in his cell phone?
Possibly. I know you can. I know landlines are portable. Cell lines are portable. I don't know if landlines can be portable to a cell line. They should be.
I did one.
Okay. We'll try to do that. The phone at Keoki is still active. That is only $185 a year if we do a disconnect. And we didn't check with Verizon, but the last time we did disconnects, I think it was like $225 for them to come out.
Well, I was just curious. I didn't know what it was called.
It's only $15 or something a month. So it was just under $185 a year. So no real big expense there. Question about the dues and membership fees in the Commonwealth Attorney's Office. Those are in line. They pay annual dues to the Commonwealth Attorneys Association on the three attorneys and the state bar fees. And that alone is about $1,900. Well, it's over 19. It's close to 2,000. Just for those, so, and we had $2,150 budgeted there. We do have an ad back. The sheriff came to see me today, and they missed this on their request, and I didn't pick up on it either. The Drug Task Force annual dues or participation fee is $5,000. Last year, because of the COVID and budgets and everything, they waived that fee. So we didn't pay it at all for this current year, but they forgot to pick it back up. But it will pick back up this next year if we participate in the Drug Task Force. So that'll need to be added back.
How much will it be?
$5,000. Courtroom security, question was asked on who does that. It is off-duty officers, only on an as-needed basis. Other than the registrar's office, election officials, or the electoral board election officials, I believe That was the only things that were questioned.
I've got a question of Dane on social services. This line 40, staff and operations, on page 23.
Okay.
Why does that fluctuate so much?
What line item is it?
40.
40. I can't answer that question. That's, and if you'll notice, I think what you got is budget numbers, and then they normally, I mean, the way it's recorded over here, the actual expenditure just gets lumped in. We have a breakdown for the budget, but then the treasurer's office plugs it in however they work with them. I mean, total is basically what we're dealing with. They give us a line item budget, but it's not being tracked that way in the treasurer's office. Because if you'll see, most of those lines don't even have an entry in them. And then for the current year, that, I don't know what they're doing there.
That's $1 million.
That's a mess, because they're showing the CSA, they're showing most of the expenses. Well, they're just showing it in disbursements, social services at 4.4 million. And actually, that should be spread all down through those line items, but they're just doing it on a lump sum basis. Looks like if occasionally they have an entry, just like there with staff and operations administration, they're showing $219,000 for the year, but they're showing all the, basically all the expenditures up in that first line item at the top of the page, disbursement, social services, 4.4 million. They've got $1 million, then another $1 million down in CSA. But the actual expenditure in each line item, I can't tell you, because that's coordination between them and the treasurer's office, and they're just not tracking it that way. Very similar to the school. And of course, we don't budget on a line item basis even with the schools, because they've never tracked it that way. It just goes into about two or three lines, and that's about it. And as far as the electoral board on election officials, Patsy will provide some detail on that as to how they came up with that number. She's basically showing election workers for two full elections, and the reason they base that, they never know from year to year if they're going to have two primaries or one, depending on what the two political parties elect to do, and then the main election. So they budget for, you see there, chief officers, the assistant chief officer, and then election officials. You get a total of $10,965 times two, $21,930. Then some time for pickup and return of election material. And then in the rest of her, that comes up about $22,000. And then she stated there that this year, the electoral board had requested $6,000 to pay for two election officials to help. This was for the 45-day early vote law change. Now, ultimately, they did not have to use those funds this year, because they did get CARES funds from the State Department of Elections that covered that, but they're including that as part of that this year. So that bumps it up to about $28,000 based on their request. Now, she brought up a question to me, and I was just able to look for it just a few minutes ago. I was working on some other stuff there, and forgot it until late this afternoon. she posed the question, are election officials gonna have to be treated under minimum wage, gonna have to be recognized under minimum wage? Because right now, we used to pay them just a lump sum amount and put it on a 1099. I think now we have to cut taxes out of that. The IRS is, that's just like board appointees, the $50 a month. We have to report that as wages now. It's not reported as a contract labor on 1099 because the IRS did audits. They didn't audit us, but they audited a lot of other localities across the state and busted them all on that and said, no, those are employees. Didn't matter, even though they're only showing up one day a month, they're employees. So if, and I cannot find anything that specifically addresses that in the state code on exemptions from minimum wage. So since we're having to treat them as employees, I'm assuming we'll have to count that as minimum wage. Now, at the 950, at the current rates of 125 and 130, actually we don't even meet that. After May 1st, minimum wage, they're required, whether they do or not, they're required to report to the precinct 30 minutes before the election, correct? At 5:30, I'm positive that's correct. They have to be there at 5:30. Polls don't close till 7, which means they're going to be there until at least 7:30. That's 14 hours. 14 hours at $11 an hour is $154. And even at the 950 right now, that's 133, which is above $8 above what we're paying. So we're going to have to adjust that up regardless. There may be enough in that to cover it. Let me run some quick math here.
Well, somebody really needs to go around and adjust how many is at each station, because some stations they got way too many. Like at Keokie, sometimes they'll have 6 people there. They never need 6 people there. I don't care what kind of election it is, they never need 6 people there.
For the primaries, I know they cut back. For general elections, I don't know if they have the power to go with less because it's a small precinct. I think they're required to have.
Well, they did last year because they had to take them.
They cut back in the general?
They didn't have them nowhere. They was lacking everywhere. They didn't have people to work, so they had to take them anywhere they could get them from.
Okay. I think the way that works is the larger precincts get an extra person.
I know most of them are only but, required.
You know, I would like to be open to one of the larger precincts. I think Jonesville, being her, maybe Woodway and Pennington, and maybe Rose Hill. That's pretty big.
That just seems like an overabundance of people for the amount of people that vote.
Yeah, well, I'm curious how many people voted early last year at the Richard office. And, you know, for 2 part-time employees, you know, I went out there and voted early.
Well, you can get it online. It tells you online, I think, how many people did.
But, you know, I went out there and voted early, and Jan did too. We walked right in, voted, and walked out.
Well, with that much time, I mean, it was, several months, wasn't it? I mean, you had quite a bit of time.
Well, the vote, you had 45 days to vote per up here.
So, well, that's over a month.
Hello.
How are you?
You're welcome. Y'all have a good evening.
You too. That's over a month, and you know, if you had several people a day come in there, I mean, in an 8-hour period.
You don't talk about it when we go into closed session?
Based on minimum wage, 2 elections would cost you right at $28,000. Based on 51 election officials, 17 chiefs, and 17 assistant chiefs. So the 30 definitely covers that. Sort to the rest. But anyway, that's the items that have been questioned or brought up for further information.
If you will go into closed session.
I make a motion to go into closed session pursuant to 2.2-3711 sub A sub 1 personnel.
You got a motion? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, need to determine that only proper things were discussed in closed session.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now, on the wages, certain thing, we need to make a motion on that.
You can make one, or if you can just say incorporate in the discussion and incorporate it into the budget as discussed. And if you want to have a consensus to that effect.
That's fine. And okay. With Gary's also.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, there was one we didn't talk about. Did we? I didn't know if there was an actual agreement on that number. I know it was discussed.
I thought we agreed on his
1.8.
Wasn't that on Tom?
Yeah.
I thought that's what we said.
Yeah.
And then plus
the
extra?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then I know what I need then. Okay, all right. Let's get that.
Need motion on the vehicle registration?
Yes.
I make a motion that you advertise it equal to what the state
charge.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Get my chance to get back at the city.
Make a motion to increase the real estate tax to 70 cents.
Make a motion to schedule a public hearing.
Schedule a public hearing.
I second.
Got a motion and a second to for a public hearing. Does that need to be put on there to increase that or to a certain amount?
Well, the 70 cents, the proposed amount would need to increase it to 70 cents.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
do you want to now the dates on these, the real property could go, like I said, on the, as early as the 17th. The vehicle registration can't go until at least the 23rd. Do you want to wait and do that and the real property tax both on the 23rd?
I'd have both summed up.
Yeah.
We still need a hearing on the budget. And it could be the 23rd, but that forces us to the 30th to be able to adopt.
We don't want to do that same time, do we?
Well, if you want to do the budget at a different time, you could do it the week before. I just thought if nobody shows up, it's going to be a very short meeting.
Let's do it on Thursday, the 17th.
The 17th. Okay, public hearing for the budget on the 17th. Because you officially you don't have to take any action that night. You just, right.
So that's our next one, the 17th?
Well, a regular meeting will be the 15th.
Okay, yeah.
So that means we're shooting for probably the last 3 days of the month. Well, actually, anytime after the 24th, if we hold a budget hearing on the 17th, can't adopt it until at least the 24th. So probably looking at maybe the 28th to the 29th for our final for adoption. For the public hearing? Mm-hmm. You want to do it at 5 or at 6?
Dennis appointment at 6:40. Anyway, we can get out there in 40 minutes anyway.
The budget hearing? You'd probably be out in 20. Okay. Most budget hearings, nobody shows up.
Five.
Nobody comments. We can do it at 5. If we're not out by then, I'll pull your teeth.
Or knock them out. These people are glad to do that.
Boy, sometimes
well, we'll be.
That's how they get my wisdom.
We'll be recessing to that meeting anyway from the 15th on.
Yeah, I just need to know the date.
Oh, okay. So you've advertised. Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
So then you're talking about another one on the 30th?
Well, the 28th or 29th, hopefully. I hate waiting until the last minute.
28th.
And we don't have to. I mean, that'll be a recess from one of the other meetings. So. You can decide that for sure. You have to wait a week from the budget hearing, so a week from the 17th. The other two, you can adopt that as soon as the public hearing's over, so it matters. So just however you're feeling at that time.
How much you say a penny brings in?
Roughly 90,000.
90.
That's just a good round number.
Trying to look up to make sure we wasn't obligated on some of them. I said, well, we're obligated on the 22nd.
Let's see what I'm looking at here, just to be sure. I don't think I've got anything at that.
I can't do the 29th, but I can do the 28th or 30th.
Okay. We can manage those. Yeah,
okay. I can do them days.
Okay. I'll have Robert back by then.
I say Robert, I think the way he talked, he'd be able to be back at our regular board meeting.
Yeah, I think he did.
What time of day you going to do this?
Regular board meeting?
28th or 29th.
It'll probably be 5.
5 o'clock, yeah.
We don't want to get too far out of Sydney or get our naps out of whack.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Nah.
Any opposed?